This is the Rocky Mountain Dragon Atiba, and you're listening to RMP Radio.
RMP Radio is back on the air. Hi, I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row. And joining me back on the show, I've got the one, the only, Lucas Bradwell. Lucas, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. Once again, when you and I get together, you know there's something big on the horizon, and we are 2 days away from one of the shows that I've been looking forward to ever since it was announced last year, something that's near and dear to my heart, NRW.
Yes, those initials mean a lot to a lot of people in Rocky Mountain Pro, of course, specifically Yaden, but yourself as well. So before we even get there, what does that feel? What kind of feelings are you getting with having, you know, NRW back, you know, in Rocky Mountain Pro overall? And also now NRW has got its own pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's cool because, you know, when I first started with the company almost 10 years ago, it was called NRW. Obviously, back then the initials stood for New Revolution Wrestling. But when the company was first founded long, long time ago by our founder, Mercury Yaden, back in Ohio, it went by No Rules Wrestling. And he brought those initials to Colorado and kind of wanted to keep the legacy on. And it's really cool to see it back in a form like we're going to see it on Friday.
Yeah. So true. You know, and then I know for myself, this is, you know, very weird. It's it for me. So I had, I don't know if it was like maybe 1 week or to that time frame, but I know I definitely had, when I got into attending independent local wrestling, I did go to one NRW event way back when, if you remember. I know you probably do. Nighthawk Brewery.
Yeah. Yes. yep. Yes. That was probably, I would say, if my timeline is correct, probably June of 2016.
Perfect.
Because Milestone 6 was the last actual show that we did as NRW. Actually, we changed it to Rocky Mountain Pro that night officially. So
yeah. So it was kind of like here's Milestone. We are now evolving. We are elevating the company. Could borrow a tagline that Rocky Mountain Pro, of course, uses, it is pro wrestling elevated to Rocky Mountain Pro.
Yes, it was a kind of a weird transition at the time that those initials went away, the NRW. But you know, it was the right name change, but it's good to see that we are bringing back a new form of NRW with No Rules Wrestling. We're going to get into it here in a minute, but yeah, every match that's fought under those initials, NRW, is a stipulation of some sort. So yeah. And we've seen a few matches at every pay-per-view, or at least one match at every pay-per-view since I believe it was Shocktober last year,
right,
that the NRW title was introduced.
Yeah.
And every single pay-per-view that title is defended under a different stipulation.
Yeah, and then this Friday we are having a plethora of stipulations to honor the history and the legacy of those initials in this company of for NRW for Rocky Mountain Pro. So it's going to be excited. I hope a lot of the listeners are excited about that as well, because it's going to be one of those pay-per-views. I think is going to be worth rewatching. So even if you're in attendance, for me, I think it's going to be rewatching back out on the Fight TV platform. So definitely, people, we should definitely tell you to order that on Fight TV. It's only $12.99 for that, and multiple replays as many times as you want. You buy it, you own it, you can replay it.
Yeah, great deal.
Yeah, exactly. So of course, we of course should have tell the listeners out there that are listening to this. Of course, there will be a we will have a of course a pre-show, because the live event, we are opening the doors early for those VIP ticket holders, so that they're going to get some VIP matches. And we also are going to have a little bit of a pre-show out there for NRW as well, to kind of get you guys excited before we get switching over to Fight TV. So I think we're going to probably be on Twitch for a little bit, do maybe just a few matches, and then switch over to NRW. Is that the information that correct
That is
to
absolutely correct. Yeah, we will have a pre-show at approximately a half an hour before the actual event. I think we have a 7 o'clock Mountain Time start time. So yeah, we'll should have a pre-show starting up right at 6:30.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into the card that we have, and right now this is what we know. And of course, as the cliche goes in this wacky world of professional wrestling, cards subject to change, because we never know. At the time of this recording, this week's Ignition has not aired, and as we know, Ignition is live, so things can change on a dime on a here at Rocky Mountain Pro. So I would say also too, listeners, watch Ignition the night before NRW, because if we know the creative forces at Rocky Mountain Pro, there might be something very special in Ignition the night before.
Oh, absolutely. Ignition has really Ignition, a lot of people at first consider that the B show. Really, it's the A1 show, because it's been a lot of things have happened on it. In fact, we found out the stipulation of our main event last week on Ignition. So a lot of things happen on that show.
Oh, yeah, and it's something you definitely want to watch. It is something that can week to week. Like you kind of hinted at that, we didn't know. We thought maybe Ignition would kind of do its own thing. We plugged it as, the student showcase. That was kind of what it's kind of always been all along, but it's evolved. It's
It has.
Over the time since the beginning of this year.
Yeah, well, the talent has stepped up and has progressed so immensely, so fast, that it has become a must-see show. It's
Yeah.
become a show that even the big names here at Rocky Mountain Pro, a guy like Bruce Wayne's, a guy like Balaam Links, they want to be a part of it week after week. So yeah,
Yeah.
it's a must-see show.
Yeah, and then for the longest time, for example, even somebody like Damon Ace was on there for a long time defending that Twitch championship.
Yes. Yeah, we get title defenses all the time. So all kinds of things happening. So make sure you check out Ignition tomorrow night, Thursday at 6:30 Mountain Time. We go live.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get into the card, and maybe that might be a great place to start the card lineup here for NRW. We know that Damon Ace has stepped up, and he's going to challenge Mario Vanger, the returning Mario Vanger, to RMP, which is always great. It is sorry, Mario, but I think it's sweet to see you back in RMP. It's kind of one of my first Rocky Mountain Pro champions when I first got watching the product and everything like that. So it's great to see. Now, we know a little bit different than what the card says. So this is going to be exciting, and it's going to, back to what I talked about, legacy and history. This is actually going to be a horse collar match. What do you think about that?
Well, this is a classic Mario Vanger with bring it back. Yeah, you as you mentioned, kind of a legacy. As you know, he really came into his own when Rocky Mountain Pro was out of the quarry in Golden, Colorado, and we were among the horses at the horse stable there, and he was classic for talking about who's the biggest horse in the stable, and you know, if anybody who's familiar with Mario Vanger, he's got a lot of quotes that are quite memorable, to say the least.
Timeless.
And so the horse collar match makes a lot of sense, and you got to think about it. You got two big thoroughbreds in Damon Ace and Mario Vanger going at it. So this is a very apropos match, a horse collar match, similar to what a dog collar match is, kind of a hybrid a hybrid thing where they're both men are going to have this collar on their necks, and they're going to have to I believe touch all four corners of the ring post in consecutive fashion in order to win this match.
Yeah. And look at the gritty toughness of the younger Damon Ace, you know, into the business versus the veteran, you know, Mario Vanger. I mean, this is kind of a toss up of who could pull this victory out of this match.
Well, yeah, Mario Vanger has a lot of experience, but don't forget, he's been out of action for well over 2 years. It's been almost 3 years since he's wrestled at any regular consistency. So Damon Ace, for almost that entire time, has been wrestling on a very consistent basis and has been one of the greatest stars that we've had here at Rocky Mountain Pro. So what Damon Ace may lack in experience compared to Mario Vanger, I think he's made up in just being in the ring night in and night out over the past several years.
Yeah, and then, of course, recently returned back to charge a couple weeks ago. So, to say everybody he's back. We, of course, found out those vignettes that we were seeing on Charged. Everybody was thinking about who this was. And then we finally found out that this was Damon Ace signaling his return back to Charged.
Yeah, and he's looks to be even a little bit more sadistic, if that's even possible.
Yeah,
it looked to be that he is even more aggressive, and he had absolutely no problem coming out when Mario Vanger called him out just last night when we saw on Charged. He had no problem coming out and answering that challenge. He looked at kind of even have a smile on his face. So I think he's looking forward to this match. And it's going to be a classic match between two big guys. I mean, Mario Vanger, he's about 250 pounds, you know, 6'3". And then you've got Damon Ace, who goes about 6'5", 6'6", and about 275, 280. That's just two huge guys that are going to have a collision in that horse collar match.
Yeah, so true. So that's going to, be the first match we got here on the card. So going up here on the card, the next thing we have, and we know that the West Texas Legacy has been stirring up and causing up a lot of trouble in Rocky Mountain Pro, and we got Team RMP that's going to take them on here in a... Now, this got labeled as a Texas street fight. Now, I want to know, sorry the powers that be, who the hell approved this to call this the Texas street fight?
I think, if you ask me, I think that the West Texas Legacy strong-armed President Dean and maybe some other people that are kind of in the back offices, they've been running amok in Rocky Mountain Pro, and I think that they are... trying to impose their will on the whole company, and finally, we're getting a team RMP to stand up against them, because you know since Milestone, the West Texas Legacy has been not only taken out a lot of the roster, they've been taken out obviously Danger Dean, our president, they've been taken out the timekeepers and ring announcers and referees, and it's it's been a dangerous situation when West Texas Legacy has been around. So they've obviously got their way with this match, calling it a West Texas street fight. But I believe that Team RMP is going to be ready. I know that the team captain, Atiba, he's looking more aggressive than I have ever seen him in his career. He looks to be ready for a street fight. I don't know if anybody caught Ignition last Thursday, but that match between him and Owen Easton, who are going to be teammates, was highly physical. Those two looked like they were ready for a fight, and they were fighting each other. They are looking to get up very aggressive when it comes to the West Texas Legacy.
Yeah, and forgive me if this could be the case, but you know, with Atiba and Owen Easton having that match last week on Ignition, sometimes that does kind of like a little bit of a psychological thing to your opponent. Say, you know, we just had a match, but you know what, we just beat the holy heck out of each other, but now we're going to team up, and it's kind of that weird, like, you know, now I respect you, and you know, kind of maybe psyching you up to team up with me with, you know, our other two teammates to take on this threat and Rocky Mountain Pro.
Yeah, well, you think about it. Yeah, that was a message sent to the West Texas Legacy that Atiba and Owen Easton are friends. They like each other, and what they did to each other should send a message. If two friends are willing to do what they did to each other, imagine what they're willing to do to all the members of the West Texas Legacy. You think about it, though. There's a lot of tough guys on Team RMP. RJ Kernan. He's a street fighter. That's who he is. He's not a technical wrestler. So RJ Karen, who's on Team RMP, he likes to get in a physical battle. We know that Atiba, he's got that striking ability. Owen Easton, obviously, he's got that MMA background. Briscoe Crown's kind of the wild card, where he, you know, he's more of a high flyer. But this Team RMP is going to be ready. I know that there's Ryan Justice, and obviously Aaron Harms, the powerhouse wild card, is a crazy guy, and then Justin Taylor, who's the leader. He's kind of the one that the glue that keeps that West Texas Legacy together. This is going to be a very interesting match. It being a street fight, I haven't gotten clarification, but I believe that means that all eight competitors can fight at any time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe there's no tags, or it's not a traditional tag team match. It's a street fight. So I believe that they can just all eight competitors can beat the hell out of each other at any given time.
Yeah. And you know, possibly, I'm guessing, falls count anywhere, and this street fight may go everywhere in the Wimmer Arena and surrounding area.
Yeah, quite possibly. And my other question, how mean are the streets of West Texas? Is Amarillo really that bad? I don't know.
It's very, very curious, because I thought there was, in my opinion, I thought there was just a lot of country out in West Texas.
Well, maybe those bars on a Friday night get pretty rowdy, I suppose, yeah.
Right, yeah, so true. All right, so from there, we got the Charge Championship. We got the champion defending against Zamore. Now, we have not found any information about what stipulation is going into this match, but there's going to be something. Do you have any inklings or anything you've heard, or maybe any educated guesses of what we could have here?
I have not heard. I have been trying to kind of get in the ear of Danger Dean to find out what's happening. He's been kind of mum on it. This could be really anything. And hopefully Bud Bellflower hasn't, you know, worked anything. You know how that guy is. He can kind of work some dealings to try to get a match that would favor Zamore. I would think that Remy D would like to have a match that would be more up his alley. Which would really would be anything. You think about how tough Remy D was after what I saw at Milestone with what he went through against Sledge. I really think Remy D can any match that they want to throw at him, I believe Remy D is up to the challenge. He's one tough individual.
Yeah. Well, here's my thought, because you know, we have seen Remy D come out in his ring attire and, you know, some of those fabulous outfits and put togethers that he has. He has come out a couple times with a you know, a fancier cane. We've seen Bud Bellflower you know, in the past and somewhat recently, he's got a walking cane of some sort. But so I kind of have a feeling maybe a cane of some sort might be involved in this match.
Well, look at you with the Sherlock Holmes investigation there. That was pretty good, putting the canes together. I didn't even think of that. So yeah, that wouldn't be a bad thing. I think there's a lot of matches that they could come up with, possibly a submission match. Mm-hmm. Both men have a submission hold that they use. You got to think, you know, Remy's got that. He's got that figure eight submission hold that he does, and Zamore, he's got that that front chancery.
Yeah.
So maybe a submission match would be a stipulation.
That could be too. Yeah, it's very, very possible. That would be something to see. So from there, we got the RMP Lock Edge Championship. Malia Hasaka defending against the Warhammer Lilith Grimm in a welder's glove match. Now, people may not know. Are you familiar what a welder's glove is?
I've seen a match like this before. Way, it's been a long time. We're going back to like the old NWA days when they used to. They have this big. It's basically a chain mesh glove, sort of. It big, heavy. It's basically like a chain link glove that they put on, and you use it, and it's a weapon. I mean, it will seriously do some damage to someone.
Oh. So it's it could possibly gnar and grip into somebody's skin.
Yes, yes. It is a very dangerous weapon to use. We've seen Lilith Grimm with you know, her the new persona that she's had. This is the true Lilith Grimm now, with you know, she comes out with the grinder, and sparks are flying everywhere. She's got all kinds of tools, I know, in the back. So bringing out this welder's glove, she's looking to use it and to become the Lockettes champion.
So what do you think about this? Do you think, because this is a welder's glove match, do you think we'll actually have a welder, you know, the actual piece of equipment there at ringside too?
Who knows? Like I said, Lilith, she has all kinds of tools in the back. She could bring basically whatever she wants out there. And I wonder how high that welder's glove is going to be put above the ring. So, because one of the ladies is going to have to grab it, and they can use it, and that will give them the advantage. I believe you still have to get the pinfall. I could, you know, we'll get more clarification on Friday, but I believe that you get the glove, you can use the glove, but you still have to either pin or submit your opponent.
Yeah. Other than that, any other predictions or thoughts about how this could go? Because, you know, of course, we got the powerhouse Lilith Grimm. And another thing where we got a sizzled veteran here, a Hasaka, that in this match.
You're right. Malia Hasaka is a grizzled veteran, and she is tough as nails. I don't think she's intimidated by Lilith Grimm one bit. She's faced opponents Lilith Grimm's size and strength in her career before, and has overcome that. So I don't think she's intimidated. And if she can get that glove, then she's going to have the advantage. So it's basically whoever can get that glove is more than likely going to win the match. And so I don't really see where Lilith Grimm is going to have that much of an advantage because of her size and strength. It's going to become down to just who is the tougher one to be able to overcome and get to that glove and be able to use it.
Yeah, I can definitely concur, and I would agree with that. Then, so we got the tag team championship match here. We got J.K. Pop with POS accompanying them against the Three Ring Circus, which then I assume will have the White Rabbit and Hazard along with them. Now, we do know from our, you know, if you do order cheap plug on Fight TV, they said it's a tables match. However, table matches can come in different variations and varieties. What do you think it's maybe, what do you think about that? Do you think it might be a different variation than just a straight tables match?
It could be. It could be a multiple tables match. We've seen, in our past, this company's past, we've had different tables matches. We've had a best 3 out of 5 tables mm-hmm. match. We've had, you know, so it could be anything. Yeah, who knows exactly what the rules of this match are going to be, and we don't know what kind of shenanigans or influence that POS has had in this matchup. You know that he always likes to add the fine print at the bottom of the contract. So there could be something that Three Ring Circus is going to need to be on the lookout for.
Yeah. Well, then let me also put on the flip side of that too for you that this was talked about on the last Recharged that were hosted by our friends, the Dudes and Belts over there, that Monster 9 is a big guy. If they, how are they going to be able to put him through a table, the J.K. Pop? Because can just the two of them do it by themselves?
Well, they're going to have to get creative. The one thing that I know about J.K. Pop is that they are creative and they are very intelligent. You know, say what you want about their tactics on how they've kept that belt or kept those the tag team championship belts for as long as they've had it. Remember, yeah. they've had those belts for over 2.5 years. You know, whatever you say about it, I know that a lot of legal stuff happened for that to happen, but they've been champions for 2.5 years. They've figured out ways to overcome it. They don't necessarily have to pick up Monster 9 and throw him through a table. There's different ways you can get him through a table. They could knock him off the ring, and maybe there's a table waiting on the outside. Maybe there's a table sitting up in the corner, and they spear him through it. Who knows? They I'm sure they've got a plan for everything. That's the one thing I know about J.K. Pop. They always have a plan.
Mm-hmm. So point blank, do you think it's the time for J.K. Pop's reign on the tag team championships to come to an end with Three Ring Circus?
Well, so in my heart, I want to say yes, it's over with, but my head tells me something different. I can't bet against J.K. Pop. I would have already lost my shirt if I would have bet money against J.K. Pop all these matches that they've had over the past 2.5 years. So I'm going to go with my head and say they'll figure out a way to pull this one off.
Hmm. So next on the card here, we got the Escape. The Asylum match, we got Reagan Grimes being accompanied by Salem Wolf versus Christy James. These two combatants have had a recent falling out, and now they're going to get into this match here. Thanks to Salem Wolf, one of the past Charge episodes, we do now know what the Escape the Asylum match is going to be. Your thoughts on this, as well as, you all have any idea where the Asylum is located in proximity to the Wimmer Arena?
I have no clue where there is a. I don't know if it's a an asylum that is still in operation. I don't know if it's an abandoned asylum that Salem Wolf has been operating out of. I don't know where this asylum is.
Yeah.
I do know there are some asylums in that area. There is actually an asylum just about a mile away off of Federal Boulevard. So I don't know if that's the one. I don't know. Salem Wolf, it seems like a very a sadistic guy. So who knows what he what he's done to get this asylum prepped for this matchup. It sounds to me like it's going to be Christy Janes and Reagan Grimes starting out in this asylum, fighting their way out of it, and then somehow beating up their opponent so bad that they drag it back to Wimmer Arena, where they end the match in the ring. Now, we have seen similar matches in other companies that are similar to this. We've seen boiler room matches that are somewhat similar, mm-hmm. but I've never seen where you have been at a different location altogether and then bring your opponent back to the arena to win the match. So this is a very, very interesting matchup.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And what kind of mind games is Salem Wolf playing here, that instead of beating your opponent so bad that I'm going to trap you in the asylum, you have to escape, and then I'm going to get my, you know, my Reagan Grimes to defeat you, Christy, inside the Wimmer Arena for all the world to see.
Yeah, he seems like a very sadistic guy, like I said. And my other question is how in the hell are they going to get back to the arena? Are they going to throw him are they going to throw him in a van? The asylum, you know, maybe the same van that Reagan Grimes went to the asylum. Maybe they're going to bring him back there, or are they going to walk over to the damn arena? There's a lot of questions. I'm going to be very interested to see how this match plays out. And this has gotten very personal between those two too, because you know, Christy trusted Reagan, trusted her as a partner. Reagan turned on her, and they've basically have been trying to get even with one another. We even saw at a house show just about a week ago at Bierstadt downtown,
yeah,
that Christy Janes kind of came out of nowhere to exact some revenge on Reagan Grimes. So now they're finally going to maybe get a resolution with this Escape the Asylum match.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, when they first announced this, I was kind of really, and you just kind of mentioned about the van and everything, and I was kind of thinking about, you know, kind of craziness, car stuff, that's vehicle stuff has happened in the wacky world of professional wrestling, kind of wondering, okay, so how far is this Escape the Asylum match? As some people may know, the Ford Motor Company has reintroduced the Ford Bronco. That's famous for, you know, of course, the history of the United States, but also, you know, the wacky world of professional wrestling kind of picked up on that years and years ago. We had a famous car chase at that, so I was kind of wondering, oh my God, did we see a Ford Bronco, you know, transporting these two, you know, possibly fighting in it, in that SUV from the asylum to Wimmer? What kind of craziness could we see in this match for just from that journey from the asylum back to Wimmer?
Yeah, it's going to be wild. I can't wait to see what happens. I think this is going to be a very interesting matchup. I think the fans are going to be intrigued. So this could be one of those matches that could steal the show.
Yeah, so true. So I'm going to kind of, according to the card that how it's listed here, I'm going to skip over one match that how Fight TV's got this listed out, but I'm going to go ahead and just go for the, because it's NRW, so I'm going to go over there and skip to the, we got the Rocky Mountain Pro Championship. It's a 30-minute endurance match. We got this announced to us a couple weeks ago that it's the champion Bruce Wayans is going to take on Balaam Lynx. There's all kinds of questions and thoughts about this match. You know, it's an endurance match. You get as many pinfalls as you possibly can. Whoever has the most wins the darn thing. What else do you see about this match, this endurance match between these two combatants?
Well, you know, so let's go back to how this match kind of came about. Remember, the night after Milestone, the night after Milestone, the first charge after Milestone, Balaam Link's challenge. Well, actually, let me go back. It was actually Bruce Wayne's who called out an opponent. Balaam Link's answered the challenge and came out, and they went the 10-minute time limit. And Balaam Link's was, what, about 1.5 seconds away from becoming the Rocky Mountain Pro Champion? He had him. He got hit him with the animality. He had him pinned, not quite for the three count as time expired. So that kind of started this. What started out as a friendly rivalry. These two are friends. There's a kind of a competitiveness between the two. But over what we've seen over the past month or so, it's gotten a little bit more and more. I wouldn't say personal, but it's gotten a little heated. It's gotten to the where it was friendly. Now it's gotten a little more heated. I think now not only do these two want to beat each other, but I think they really want to prove a point that one of them is better than the other.
Yeah, things have been like you said, things have been kind of boiling over since then. And, you know, now here we are, and, you know, a lot of people are a little concerned, you know, that, you know, can, you know, they're not concerned about Balaam's endurance, but they are concerned about Bruce being a little bit a bigger guy. But then we do have to throw back, you know, a couple ignitions ago, he had two matches that same night. One was a 10-minute match, the other was a 20-minute. Yeah, there was a little bit of a break between those matches, a little bit of a breather, but, you know, the question is, can he piece that together and then accomplish getting through this endurance match with Balaam?
Well, you make a great point. There was the question of whether or not Bruce Wayne's has the endurance, because, yeah, there's no question that Balaam is in phenomenal shape. Balaam could be in the best shape of any competitor that we have at Rocky Mountain Pro. There, Bruce, though, is you may look at him and say, you know, he's a big guy, maybe not in the best cardio shape, but when it comes to game time, when it comes to match time, he can straight up go, and he goes at it full force, and he seems to just be able to come up with an extra boost of energy. We saw it at Ignition last week, where he had that opening matchup against Brumach, and it was a battle between two big men, and no doubt they went 10 minutes and beat the hell out of each other. And then later on in the show, he had a big time test against a guy who's very similar to Balaam Link's, and my commentary partner Orrin Vyte, who surprised everyone and wrestled that night. I didn't know that he was even ready to wrestle, and he came out, answered the challenge, and went damn near 20 minutes with Bruce Wayne's, and he actually pulled off the victory against Bruce Wayne's, by the way, thanks to Balaam Link's.
Right, yeah. So yeah, this will be interesting to see how this goes. But you know, one thing that Bruce Wayne's does have, he is very resilient in his matches. You know, and that's, in my opinion, that's how he, you know, captured the RMP championship. Just resiliency of just pushing to get that opportunity, and then, you know, to keep keep on retaining the championship.
Yeah, he's a resilient guy, and the other thing that he has going for him is that he can use that size to slow down Balaam Link's. So if he could slow down Balaam Link's and make it a slow grinding matchup where maybe there's only one fall in the whole matchup. Yeah. If he can make it to where the match slows down, he can have it last 30 minutes where it's just a grinding matchup, instead of a kind of a high-paced matchup where Balaam Link's will have the opportunity to get multiple falls, and that's going to work to Bruce's advantage if he can slow down Balaam.
Yeah, that is a fantastic and great point. So, least but not finally but not least on the card here, we've got the marquee, I would say, match for NRW. We got the NRW championship, which we now know it's going to be a cage match. We got the champion, current champion, Stephen Ashburn versus Yaden, student versus teacher. First student of Yaden's at the way back when the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy, which has of course evolved a few times from then, and of course also both Ashburn has evolved quite a few times since then, as well as Yaden. So, and this has gotten, oh, speaking of fire and speaking of things boiling, I mean, this has been just. This has gotten personal. It has gotten all the way from the bottom floor all the way up to the top to the summit. What else do you see here on this match going into NRW, this cage match?
Well, you said it. It's gotten personal, and I'm gonna kind of break from my kind of being unbiased thing. Let me say this. Stephen Ashburn is a whiner. It's plain and simple. He whines and complains that he never gets his due. The guy has been given every opportunity. You know, he basically, you know, he comes out to Colorado, what, four times, five times a year, and he gets marquee matches, and he whines about how he didn't have any opportunity, and Yaden has been over backwards since the beginning of the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy to give Ashburn every opportunity. And to me, Ashburn is just an ungrateful, he's just an ungrateful, just whining, complaining guy. And I am so looking forward to Mercury Yaden finally getting his hands on Stephen Ashburn in a steel cage where Ashburn can't run from him. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to face him. And we know that Yaden, you know, he likes to have fun a lot. We see a lot of times he's having a good time, but we have seen over the years that Yaden has been in some grueling matches, steel cages, tables matches, street fights. When it comes to defending his, basically he has to defend his honor, because, yeah. This is another example of a guy in Stephen Ashburn who wants to say that Yaden has, played favorites and done this and that. It's getting ridiculous. And I know that Yaden is absolutely tired of it. Me personally, I'm tired of it. As being a guy who's known Yaden for over 10 years, even before my days in NRW, I've known Yaden since I started getting into pro wrestling. I just know that Yaden has tried to do everything he can to help wrestlers all over this region, and for another guy like Ashburn, and this, he's not the first one to do this, to blame Yaden for, you know, holding him down and all this crap. I'm finally glad to see that Yaden is going to be able to not only get his retribution, but also get what he deserves. And what he deserves is that he should have the title that he created, the NRW Championship.
Yeah.
And I hope that he is able to beat the hell out of Ashburn in that steel cage and become the NRW champion, because you know, he built this company, he's put his blood, sweat, and tears, and really has let other people kind of get their spotlight, and has foregone it for himself. So I'm looking forward to him finally being able to hold that title.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, like piggybacking kind of what you said too, with Stephen Ashburn being that very first student, and for Stephen Ashburn to be doing what he's doing, especially leading up to this match towards Yaden, it's, I think it's just gonna be pushing Yaden even more and even harder to to get that championship from him.
Yeah, he is definitely motivated, but I think that there's, like I said, two things that are motivating him right now. The fact that there's an NRW championship on the line, a title that, you know, the initials that he started wrestling under. You think about it, his career has spanned over 20 years. That NRW was the name of the company that he first started wrestling for back in Ohio when he was basically a teenager and young 20-year-old. And, you know, he's carried on that legacy throughout his entire wrestling career. And then to have a guy that who was his first student when he opened his wrestling school, and then to kind of turn his back on him, that's another added motivation. So those two things got him motivated. It's going to be a great thing to see when he finally gets to hold up that championship.
Yeah, totally agree. And then, of course, another thing too is, you know, he was in the NRW championship match back in Shocktober. Didn't gain that victory, against Orrin Vyte. But, you know, here's the second time around, second chance at it. I gotta grab it. That's what Yaden's got to do. I said I gotta grab it this time, you know, because you don't know how many opportunities he's gonna get at this NRW championship, especially in the way that it's being now integrated into RMP. So it's you gotta seize those opportunities, seize the day when it comes around.
Yeah, and he's I hate to bring this up, but he's getting up there in age. You know, he's not. He's not the youngest guy on the roster. In fact, he's probably the oldest guy on the full-time roster. So, the opportunities are going to be going away as the older he gets. So, yeah, he wants to take advantage right now because who knows how much longer he'll be able to do this.
Yeah, so true. So, listeners, there we have it. There's the card and everything that we know as of the time of this recording of this episode of RMP Radio. NRW is going to be exciting. Remind you to there's only going to be a few ways that you're going to be able to experience this. Of course, if you're anywhere in the area this night, Friday night, it's going to be All Right for Fighting. It's NRW down at the Wim Arena. You can get your tickets heading over to our website at rmpwrestling.com. Of course, if you're not able to attend, you're out of the area or whatever, you, of course, can order it on Fight TV, whether it's on your phone, your computer, your Roku, all that fun stuff. It's there. And then, I'm going to do both. I'm going to be there in attendance. I know you are too. I'm going to order it on Fight as well. In fact, I already have because I want to rewatch it and find the things that I may have missed. And I just know just by looking at this is going to be a rewatchable pay-per-view. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm going to order it as well. And, I'm going to be calling a lot of the action. So, sometimes, and especially when you are busy doing things like you and I are both have our jobs there at Rocky Mountain Pro. Sometimes, we miss stuff. So it's good to have the action at the tip of your fingers and watch it anytime you've got the ability to sit down and you want to watch some great wrestling, you will have it on pay-per-view, on demand, right there. When you get home from work and you've had a bad day, what is better than sitting down and watching great competitors beat the hell out of one another?
Yeah, and it's only $12.99, well worth the price. You can forego your Starbucks for a day or so, or eat in one night, instead of doing the fast food one day. There you go, you got it paid for. It's as simple as that, you know.
Yeah, and for the entertainment that you're gonna get, you're gonna at least two to 3 hours of great action. You can't beat that.
Yeah. And then we, of course, want to remind the listeners, too, very next night, as we has become tradition with our pay-per-views, we are recording the next set of charged recordings. Two sessions. First session is at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The second one, 6 to 9, will take a little bit of intermission. Doors open a half hour before Once again, of course, get tickets at rmpwrestling.com. And of course, also too, we should be amiss, if you're following your favorite Rocky Mountain Pro superstars, your commentators, your podcaster, your personalities, the etc., we all are putting out the links to remind you to get those tickets to order. So all you need to do is just click on that link, and you'll be brought right into where you can get tickets to both NRW and to the charge recordings the very next day on Saturday.
Yeah, we're very active on social media. So yeah, follow your favorite wrestler, your favorite personality. You'll get all the information you need. And we'll talk about it one more time tomorrow night. Ignition as well. Something we could have some big news breaking on there. So if you can't attend tomorrow night at the Wimmer Arena, we'll be live on Twitch starting at 6:30 Mountain Time.
Yeah, twitch.tv/RockyMountainPro. Yeah, so that's another way you can help, of course, support us. If you do subscribe to our channel, you do get access to chat with everybody that's in that chat room. It's very inexpensive to do it. I believe it's $5.99 if you pay for it separately. If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, did you know that you get a Prime, you get a Twitch subscription, I should say, with your Amazon Prime membership? All you got to do is just link it in there in your Prime subscription to your Twitch account, and then you will get access to Rocky Mountain Pro and watch all of our programming, Ignition, and any other little things that we may do on Twitch.
Yeah,
on our channel.
Yeah, and you get to talk to me while I'm commentating, so that's always fun.
Right.
You can tell me how bad I am or how good I am or whatever you want to talk about. So, yeah, that's a part of the perks of being a subscriber. And there is no other promotion in the world, at least I don't believe, where you can chat live as the show is happening. So.
That is so true. And you get in that chat room, I may even try to sell you a shirt or two. So that's always a bonus. why I'm at the merch table chatting away and doing whatever else I'm doing there at the Wimmer Arena, which seems to at this point be a lot of miscellaneous stuff as well. So we're all busy.
And speaking of that, so on Friday night I actually have a new shirt that I bought. So you'll definitely know where my allegiance will be on Friday night with the shirt I will be wearing.
Ooh, there we go, people. So tune into the pre-show, and you're gonna see that. I just hope you don't get in trouble for who you're.
I've already cleared it. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Okay, awesome. That is great. Okay, so Lucas, of course, thank you as always for coming on to RMP Radio, help previewing the pay-per-views each and every time around. Before I do let you go, of course, we talked about the social media just a little while ago. Remind the people if they want to follow you out there on the social medias and everything else that you may have going on, where could they do that?
So the my most active one is Twitter. I'm at Lucas TRMP voice, but also I've been more active on Twitch, so I'm always on a lot of people's streams. And one of these days I will get my own stream, but we'll be working on that. But you can follow me on Twitch at Lucas _RMP_encyclopedia.
Very, very cool. Awesome. All right. Well, once again, thank you for joining me. And, of course, I'll be seeing you tomorrow night in between my volleyball games. As people may know, we got our championship or playoff semifinals and finals tomorrow night. But I'll try to check in on Ignition. And, of course, I'll see you in person on Friday and Saturday this upcoming weekend.
I'm looking forward to it. It was a pleasure as always. I always have a great time when I come on this show. So thank you again, Mr. Fourth Row.
Once again, a big, huge thank you to Lucas Bradwell for coming on to this edition of RMP Radio and help getting you, all the listeners, excited about this upcoming Friday night NRW pay-per-view with Rocky Mountain Pro. Get your tickets. Follow all of your favorite Rocky Mountain Pro superstars out on those social medias. They're putting those tickets links on there, so you can get those tickets right there from the links they put out. Or you can also go to rmpwrestling.com. Click on that events link and purchase those tickets right there. Of course, for NRW, and the very next day, we are going to be recording the Charged episodes, so you can be a part of that as well. Now, before we get out of here, like they used to say back in the day, let's get some bills paid. You want to get some merchandise of your favorite Rocky Mountain Pro superstars. Get you excited for NRW. Show your allegiance who you are rooting for in each and every match. You can head over to the merch store at rmpwrestling.com. Click on that merch link, head over to the Amazon as well, or the Amazon app, search for Rocky Mountain Pro. You can find a lot of choices in there, as well as, of course, follow your favorite Rocky Mountain Pro superstars personalities. We all, or a lot of us, have a Pro Wrestling Tees website or a Brain Buster Tees website. I think some of us also may even have like a What a Maneuver or Big Cartel as well. And then, of course, I would have to be doing my due diligence if I did not ask you to please come visit the merch stand, the merch table at each and every single one of Rocky Mountain Pro's shows. Help support the guys and gals and everybody with Rocky Mountain Pro, and that would be greatly appreciated. Additionally, like we just already said, you can go to rmpwrestling.com, click on that events link. You can look at what we got coming up in the near future there. You can also see the calendar of events, so you can start scheduling your events on your calendar and plan to be at each and every one of Rocky Mountain Pro events. Now, in between each and every one of our events, you can watch at twitch.tv/RockyMountainPro, The Ignition, the Charged watch-alongs as well, and of course the pre-shows to the pay-per-views. Charged episodes and a little bit more extra stuff on youtube.com/RockyMountainPro. Of course, you can also watch the pay-per-views and the Charged episodes. I think there's also a great back catalog of events on the Fight TV platform as well. So on your phone, your tablet, your PC, your Roku also has a app on it as well, or I should say a channel, as Roku puts it out there. And then, of course, we do want you to follow us out there on the interwebs. rmpwrestling.com is the website, and on the social medias of the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, all of the name The Rocky MTN Pro. That is, once again, phonetically going to be spelled out for you, The Rocky Mike Tango November Pro. Thank you, as always, for listening to this edition of RMP Radio, where pro wrestling is elevated.